the bizarre. Major League Baseball season finally concluded with the LA Dodgers winning the Protective Bubble World Series in 2020. It was a season of firsts, but it was also a season of lasts for some, including veteran catcher and former Brewer Eric Kretz. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. Greg Stewart on this side. And this is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Eric Kratz wrapped up his remarkable 19-year pro baseball career as a New York Yankee, and the 40-year-old announced his retirement after the Yanks' playoff run. He is with me from his home in Virginia today on S&C. All right, Eric, thank you for coming back. You make the postseason with the Yanks, your final rodeo in baseball. You beat Cleveland and then lose to the Rays. Tell me about it.
Well, the Indian series, anytime you have a wild card series, it's only three games, best of three, first one to win two. It is, from the first pitch of the first game, you're on edge. You're ready to go. It's way different sitting on the bench than it is playing in the game. When you're playing in the game, it's just kind of status quo. It's just kind of you get out there and you're doing what you have to do, and you have the adrenaline pumping. In either series, there wasn't the crowd noise, the crowd like feeling where they score, we score, it's silent, they score, it's loud, we score, it's silent, but especially game two in Cleveland, it was back and forth the whole time, and there was no doubt that the playoff adrenaline, the playoff atmosphere was there. It was just missing the fans. The players really, really stepped up, and it was a playoff atmosphere. Then going to play the Rays in San Diego, it was the same way. I mean, we went into that series knowing that whoever won that series was going to go on and play the National League in the World Series. So something that, even though it was only a division series, that was essentially the American League Championship. We didn't think that there was other teams that were better in the American League, and we gave it a fight. I mean, you lose 2-1 in game five. It's a tough loss, but it's something that we gave it. We gave it everything we had, and just came up short.
Yeah, it was pretty close, pretty competitive series there. So, Eric, give me a sense of what this shortened COVID season was like for you guys in the field. I mean, no fans. You talked about that. Cardboard cutouts, face masks, social distancing. Can you kind of paint a picture of what this was like for you guys?
On the field specifically, it wasn't that much different. In a sense that you get into the moments in the game, the big moments in the game, whatever it is, fourth inning, two outs, bases loaded, or ninth inning, two outs, bases loaded. You get into those games and your adrenaline's pumping. You understand what this moment means, and you try to execute on the field. That's what's happening. I think, sometimes when you're sitting on the bench and you have a little bit of a moment to kind of reflect and look around, that's when you're like, oh, man, like, this crowd noise is kind of annoying. But you also look at it and you say, I kind of like the crowd noise. So it definitely changed from moment to moment. But the off-field stuff was just another level of focus and sacrifice as players, not only for us as players, but as families. Like, I was living with my family, and they had to make a lot of the same sacrifices that a lot of other people in baseball had to make. That, if you were around the players, you just couldn't you couldn't go out and pick up the virus. You know, you had to, my kids couldn't have play dates like they wanted to. My kids couldn't, they did virtual school for a little while. You know, so there's sacrifices outside of just me and my team, but stuff that it was worth it. You know, whether somebody wants to argue about the virus or not, you know, if I came down with a positive test, because we're getting tested every 2 days because my kids went to go play at somebody else's house and accidentally picked it up. Yeah, I mean, that's disappointing. And that's something that, you know, we had to make a decision as a family that we were going to commit to the team and stay safe.
Yeah, thinking about your teammates. Yeah, putting them first. All right, Eric Kratz, the longtime major league catcher, finished up with the Yankees this year. This was his second stint with the Bronx Bombers. He played for them in 2017, and then they allowed him to go to Milwaukee in 2018. And who could forget? I mean, what Brewer fan could forget, Eric, what you did in 2018 in the National League Division Series against the Rockies? But we'll save that for our next sports and commentary show, because we are OOT here, out of time for today's program. So thank you for coming back, and we'll reconnect with you in your home there in Virginia next time. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too.